welcome to Book Breakdown. My name is Brooklyn. In my podcast, I talk about books and give a brief summary of what the book's about. This episode, I will talk about Rick Riordan's The Ship of the Dead, the third book in the Magnus Chase series. The Ship of the Dead is described as young adult. This book is 432 pages. If you have a hard copy, then you'll most likely have a part of the Sword of the Summer at the back. This is a book based on Norse mythology, so I'll try my best to pronounce the names correctly. The Ship of the Dead is about a 16-year-old teen named Magnus Chase. He's the son of a Norse god named Frey, the god of the summer. Magnus and his friends, Alex Ferro, child of Loki, Blitzen a dwarf, Halfborn Gunderson, a 1,200-year-old Viking, Hearthstone an elf, Mallory Keane, daughter of Frigg, Samara Alabas, a Valkyrie for Odin, and Thomas Jefferson Jr., son of Tyr. Magnus and his friends have to stop Loki, god of mischief, from ending the world by starting something called Ragnarok. The team has to travel across the nine worlds into the border of two worlds, Jotunheim and Nibelheim. This border is where Loki has a ship of undead soldiers ready to cause the end of the worlds. The team has to walk through Nibelheim. They walk most of the time, and it's freezing cold. They almost don't make it across. The team gets found by Skadi, a Norse goddess. She helps them get warm and get to Loki's ship. On Loki's ship, part of the team goes to cause a distraction, while Alex and Magnus sneak onto the ship. Loki's army tries to fight back, but in the end, Magnus ends up capturing Loki in a walnut. Today, I talked about The Ship of the Dead by Rick Riordan. I hope you will read the book and enjoy it as much as I did. There are more books by Rick Riordan, like the Percy Jackson series and others. You can find these on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. They are also in audiobooks if you don't like reading. Make sure to tell your friends so they can enjoy it too. You've made it to the end of Book Breakdown. Connect with me at bookbreakdowns.com. Again, that's bookbreakdowns.com. Both B's are capitalized. Keep reading, and I'll see you in the next episode.